This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most listened to your radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind, and we want to know what's on your mind. Give us a call at 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. We're going to check in later on this hour with Monsignor James Shea at the University of Mary, Jerome Richter. Talk a little bit about Vision 2030. We've talked about that on this program before, and believe it or not, they're at the halfway point of Phase 1. There's also some talk of it's happening, the School of Engineering at the University of Mary. So always fun to catch up with Monsignor Shea and Jerome Richter, Vice President of Public Affairs there. Looking forward to that conversation coming up a little later on this hour. Tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, I'll be live at the State Capitol in Bismarck for the special session. Look forward to that. Congressman Kramer's weekly talk radio town hall also on Wednesday. He, by the way, is doing a series of Coffee with Kramer events, which are really the talk radio town halls, just face-to-face for his constituents. He'll be in Mayville today from 5 until 6 at the Whistle Stop restaurant. Tomorrow in both Devil's Lake and Rugby, 10:30 to 11 at Dunn Brothers Coffee in Devil's Lake, and 3 to 4 at the Coffee Cottage Cafe from 3 to 4. Then Wednesday, of course, on the air with us in the morning and the afternoon at the Coffee Cup Fuel Stop at Steele from 2 until 3. Dickinson Thursday at the Brew from 5 to 6. Jamestown next Monday from 10 to 11. We'll talk more about that Wednesday, find out where he's at. We're going to be in Tioga with Congressman Kramer and combine a coffee with Kramer in a talk radio town hall event coming up on Tuesday, August 16th at Nesset Consulting Service. So mark that on your calendar as well. We're brought to you in part this hour by our friends at MyPillow. We had a lot of really excited listeners joining us at the State Fair, winning some MyPillows. And I love hearing from our listeners and how much they love the MyPillows. So make sure you tell us a story when you call. It's amazing how many people have had a better night's sleep as a result of this incredible product. I love that it's USA made. I love that it's a Minnesota native that has done this. And one of his stops was the North Dakota State Fair and perfecting it, getting it perfect. And he gives us the opportunity on this program to give you a 4-for-1 deal, where you get the classic 4-pack combo for $99.98. Two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, four pillows for under $100. It's a $160 savings. And they have the 2-for-1 deal on the premium pillows still available as well. If you don't like the travel pillows and you want to go up the bigger premium pillow, that's the 2-for-1. That's a great deal, too. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right, let's get back to the phones. What's on your mind? Mike in Bismarck, give me your take.
Yeah, see, I got something different here. I'd sure like to find some way of getting this picture to Trump. I just got a picture from a friend of mine down in Arizona. It's a picture of Hispanics protesting here. And on one of the signs, it says, give us free health care, jobs, and no taxes, free house, food. You owe us, America. We will shoot more police in Arizona until we get free.
Do we think this actually happened, or is somebody photoshopping that? Or
no, I've got the picture in front of me. Yeah, it's the protest. And he's carrying that sign.
You know, obviously, it's an idiot that's calling that sign. I mean, it's terrible. I don't think it speaks for all Hispanics. But there is an element of our society that wants things, that thinks they're entitled to these things. And it's not, and I don't blame that on any particular ethnic background. And, I've said for a while, I think we have a bigger problem than President Obama. It's the people that elected them. And as long as we have more takers than makers, we're in deep trouble. Which is why I think we have the opportunity with Trump and the wave that's come that's transcended anything Republican Party politics has seen in a long time to fix it. You know, and I don't know how you take that on. What would your response to that be, Mike?
Well, it's just another sign of this state of America and all these people coming across the borders. And I mean, I'm looking at the picture, and they're all Hispanics, and they're sitting here, you know, collecting welfare as they come in and getting taken care of, and yet they're putting things like this on their signs.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know.
Send that to me, would you? I'll certainly forward it on. So we can
I
check
would
the,
really appreciate that.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know what your email is, but maybe when I get off the phone here, I can get talking.
Yeah, I can give it to you. Just Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
S-C-O-T-T.
Yeah, at?
At?
Flag, like the U.S. flag, F-L-A-G.
Yeah.
Family.com.
Flagfamily.com.
Yeah. Love your emails. Love getting those.
Right,
that's my personal email. You can always email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's a little bit longer, but maybe easier to remember. But, yeah, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you calling. Certainly we'll forward it on to the Trump folks, no doubt about it. Just working on an interview this week, as a matter of fact, with Mike Pence, the vice presidential nominee for Donald Trump. So, and Mr. Trump, when he was in Bismarck, said, hey, I want to come back with you and Kevin, so we're working on that, too. Now that I mentioned flagfamily.com, my website, I also reminded me that WeFest is this week. It's a huge event at Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, Sioux Pass Ranch, one of the best country music festivals in the country, 34th annual event that's coming up. It is fun. It really is, and it's great. It's great music. This year they've got Tim McGraw and Eric Church, Steve Tyler from Aerosmith, and they get the best of the best around the country. We have some ticket prices. We have some tickets, rather, for VIP seats, for parking, for camping, and for general admission that have been discounted big time. And so if you are interested in that, you can go to flagfamily.com. There's a little shop, flagfamily.com link. Or you can call Marie, and she'll walk you through all that, take care of it. Marie's number is 855-200-1776. Extension 3 for Marie. 855-200-1776, extension 3 if you want to go to WeFest on the cheap, or flagfamily.com. Richie in Williston, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Hey, I just had a quick comment, I guess, on the Syrian refugees being placed here, I guess in most cases unwanted in the U.S. The Third Amendment to the Constitution says that the government can't quarter soldiers in citizens' home during peacetime, which is totally understandable. But why are they allowed to force states to quarter non-U.S. citizens in peacetime? I mean, it's not the same wording and terminology, but I feel like it's generally the same, principle.
Yeah. So what do you do about that? How do you engage in that conversation and recognize this isn't about being against a human being, right? This isn't about not liking someone because of a country they come from or their ethnic background. This is saying, look, Ellis Island. Think Ellis Island and the people who were so blessed to be there and were, by the way, vetted, right, for everything before they were ultimately allowed in, and then came in and what'd they do? Built a country, went to work, didn't expect a handout from anybody, So you just... Yeah. We got to have that conversation, Richie. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. A couple calls to come in off here. Let's roll a few of those.
Hey, Mr. Scott, and I don't mean to be anything other than a good North Dakotan, but here's where your thinking is flawed. First of all, you're thinking. And second of all, those people are strictly emotional. You've seen it time and again. There's absolutely no way you can have a conversation with them. They are instantly defensive, and they try to use smoke and mirrors to get off the subject matter every time. Even Kelly had the head of the Black Lives Matter try to ask him questions, explain what it is that you guys are all about. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Pure emotional, calling people names, whatever. So those of us that are rational and lean towards conservatism, we don't stand for playing by that playbook.
I hear you. But I don't think you stop trying. I agree there's people in that category, and you got to dismiss them and move on to the next one. I think he's talking about, I said earlier, we got to just get some folks, to go to the Hillary's America movie and then talk about it. And somebody's suggesting some special showings. We're going to work on that, maybe one in Bismarck this week and Fargo next if it's still here, and just have all of us invite somebody. I've invited Heidi Heitkamp. All right? You invite your favorite Democrat. Somebody that wants to talk about it. Let's just do it. Here's another call. Go ahead and roll out.
Yeah, I like how people can call in or complain about Trump say he's going to wreck the Republican Party. Well, but no one hardly says a word about how Hillary's going to wreck the country and everything. You complain about that very well, but they can complain about Trump. I don't get it. We know what Hillary's going to do, but Trump, we might not know what he's going to do, but I guess we got to find out because Hillary's telling us what she's going to wreck and she's going to destroy everything, but no one complains one bit about that. They just want her to do it, so that's what's going to happen to us.
You're right. There's no doubt about it. You're right. That happens. And we sort of get sucked into it a little bit, right? Why is Trump doing this? Why is Trump doing that? I guess it's because we expect it from Hillary. And then when in this case, Trump, the Republican nominee, does something a little off kilter, then we're quick to want to rally the own. Trying to make our side better, I guess. But you are right. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, love your comments.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The game has changed for North Dakota car, truck, and SUV buyers. Puckland Chevrolet Buick GMC invites you to visit their new location in Valley City. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm. The cars you love for style and sophistication. And coming soon, their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Find out why they say you drive, we'll ride with you. At North Dakota's home for Chevy, Puckland Chevrolet Buick GMC, 721 West Main in Valley City, or shop online at PucklandValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I was just wondering if you heard the thing with Hillary. I heard it this morning on Hugh Hewitt's show, and she said that Comey said that she told the truth about her email server, and then after he got done playing that, then he played the interview with Trey Gowdy and Comey. I was wondering if you heard about that. And to me, it's just amazing that people are still voting for this person. This country, we have no ethics, no morals, no values anymore. It just, it's hard to even recognize this country anymore. I think the problem is we have too many people riding in the cart and not enough pulling it. But I was just wondering if you heard that or not. So have a good day. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. A lot of calls today from all across the Northern Plains. That one from South Dakota. A few of you listening in South Dakota today, thank you very much. Colin, I should say, and we appreciate it. I did see it. You're talking about the interview that Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday did with Hillary Clinton, first one since she's been officially nominated. And she said, the FBI director, oh, he cleared me on this. And then he said the exact opposite in the thing. So, do people pay attention to that? I don't know. I don't know. When you say the country has no ethics, the country has no morals, I bristle a little bit about that. Are there people with no ethics, no morals in the country? Sure. But I think that, the idea that because she says that and it's incorrect and can be quickly refuted reflects badly on her and maybe some people that aren't paying attention to the race, but not everybody. Want to take one more call, and then we have to go to our You Marry Monday segment today on What's on Your Mind. But John, on the road in Fargo, been waiting for a while. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'll tell you, this Trump bashing, Scott, it just floors me. One of the things.
You're cutting out there a little bit, Manny. Can you talk to him? I'm hearing about every third word. I'll just quickly take Steve in Bismarck while we see if that signal improves. Steve had a question on a road issue in Bismarck. Steve, what was the problem?
Oh, hey, Scott. No, I just was listening to your program last week, and there was a caller that was driving just east of Bismarck here, you recall, that new stretch of road.
I recall one about a different level on each of the lanes, and there was some difficulty switching lanes.
Yeah, that kind of just hit me because I travel that road every day, But man, I tell you, there's a whole stretch of road there, and what a waste of money, They're talking about having this special session and stuff, and where's our money going, and where are we going to get this money, and. That had to have been a pile of money that was just, I don't know, somebody was asleep at the switch there.
Where exactly are we talking about, Steve? Where is that you're talking about?
About half a mile east of Bismarck on Interstate 94 there.
And the issue is?
Just poor workmanship.
How long a stretch would you say?
Both sides, I'd say probably, good 100 miles.
Wow. I drive that a lot. I have to say, I made some comments last week about the stretch of road construction where there was nothing going on, and I don't know exactly what happened there, but I don't recall that particular stretch. I'll check it out tomorrow. We are working on an interview with Grant Levi from the Department of Transportation, and that's why I took some notes here to add that one to the list because there's a few questions we're waiting for them to get back to us. So. Stay tuned. We'll probably get you some answers there and appreciate it very much. Quickly, John, on Trump, if we can hear you now, your comment was what?
Well, we'll try it again. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there's a little glitch in the line, but just go ahead quickly.
Okay, well, the thing that's killing me right now about all the Trump bashing is the simple fact, and I wish Donald Trump would take a closer look, too, because some of his comments, he puts his own shoe in his mouth. But let's face reality. Most of the so-called Hispanics that are coming across the border are from Guatemala and other countries way down south where you are getting the criminal element and a bunch of lazy people. And Hispanics themselves should be more outraged at the simple fact that these people are coming in along with the Syrians and they're stealing jobs that belong to the green card holders that come up here that actually want to work and or want to become citizens. And that's where we need to get the change instituted in that in the Latin community, so they understand that Hillary is the one who is working against them more so than Donald Trump ever will in the end run.
Interesting take, John. Appreciate the call. Love our listeners. Thanks for all the calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline on all the issues today. My gosh, special session and Donald Trump and State Fair and a few things in between. Appreciate it very much. All right. It is You Mary Monday, so we get to find out what is happening at the University of Mary, and a lot is happening at the University of Mary. On this program, we've talked previously about Vision 2030. Believe it or not, they're at the halfway point of Phase 1 of that. And also want to ask a little bit today about the School of Engineering as well. For the conversation today, we're joined by the president of the University of Mary, Monsignor James Shea, and the vice president for public affairs, Jerome Richter. Monsignor, Jerome, nice to have you back. How's it going, gentlemen?
Good to be with you, Scott. Thanks a lot. Things are going really well. Good morning, Scott.
So would you remind our listeners of the Vision 2030 plan? I know that we're going to talk today about where you're at and where it's going, but what is Vision 2030?
Scott, this is Jerome here. Vision 2030 is the new strategic plan that was implemented about a year ago by the University of Mary to prepare us to be what it is that we need to be by the year 2030. The university has been here for over 60 years. We are here to serve this great region and this great state and the wonderful people that come to us. And so under Monsignor's leadership and the Board of Trustees, it was very important for us to get the right people together. And so we pulled almost 270 of the greatest people in the area and region together and asked them to help us to see ourselves forward into the future. And out of that came some ideas that we would have never thought of ourselves. And taking all that together, putting together a strategic plan, then that was kind of, if you will, a roadmap into the future for us so that we can continue to lead and continue to serve and then produce those servant leaders that this area very much needs.
How will the University of Mary, once it realizes the Vision 2030, be different than it is today, Monsignor?
Well, so, Scott, I admire how Jerome just spoke about 2030 because it is the case that we pulled together a lot of different people who gave us tremendous ideas in terms of what it means to serve North Dakota at our time. When the sisters founded the University of Mary in 1959, when they founded, it was Mary College then, they looked out at the landscape, they saw what the needs were, and they felt deep within them a call to serve. They felt deep within them a call to serve. We feel that same call today. And so as we look out at the horizon, we think about the various needs of our students. And the student body of the University of Mary is growing, it's diversifying, and we're getting more and more students than we've ever had in our whole history from the wide world. And so for the last couple of years now, less than half of our freshman class has been from North Dakota. And that doesn't mean that our North Dakota numbers are plummeting. We're holding our own in North Dakota. It means that more and more students from the wide world are flocking to the University of Mary and to North Dakota, and we want to keep them here as best as we can. So part of every capital campaign, obviously, is capital projects. And so one of the things that if you came out to the university's campus today, you'd see that there's a tremendous amount of construction happening. We're just about to cut the ribbon.
Hold tight if you would. Hold that thought. I want to talk about the construction projects and more after a short break. Don't go away, folks.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A lot of people do. They do. And you know what? There's a way to keep that number now, your landline, and have it travel with you. OurOldNumber.com. Now, landlines cost on average about $32 a month. OurOldNumber.com, $9.99 a month. And what happens with Our Old Number is, okay, your landline number, whatever that is, that you want to keep, and it's, you know, families have it, and it's kind of a little security blanket, right? It's your number. Those people that have them, they have them for a reason. They want to connect to folks, and there's a lot of good reasons, too, to them. It's kind of your identity in the community. It's in the church directory. It's in the school directory. The doctor's office has it, right? The directory assistants has it. It's the only number on Aetna remembers. So you keep that number, and then it transfers to whatever you want it to transfer to. And it can go to different people as well. For instance, if you have it and say, hey, Scott, push one. Maria, push two. You can do all kinds of things with it. And again, Our Old Number, $9.99 a month. It is a great deal. Side benefit, no more telemarketing calls because it can filter those out. It's great technology. Go to OurOldNumber.com. OurOldNumber.com. And by the way, there's no like long-term contracts. There's no, they really make it easy for you. Very simple. Go month to month. It just works easy. Okay? OurOldNumber.com. OurOldNumber.com. Got it? Great. All right, we're back. Monsignor Jerome Shea. Monsignor James Shea, rather, and Jerome Richter. I'm combining their names here. Monsignor, President of the University of Mary. Jerome, Vice President for Public Affairs. Monsignor, before the break, mentioned the construction projects to accommodate the vision that is coming for the University of Mary well underway. Jerome Richter in the Bismarck Review over the weekend with a hard hat. I assume, Monsignor, he was, at the time that photo was taken, overlooking one of those very projects, right?
He was. He was looking out at the new residence hall, which we'll cut the ribbon on next month. And so we've got nearly 300 students are going to be able to be in this residence hall. It'll be primarily for freshman women. And so we'll have, and it's beautiful. I couldn't believe it when I walked inside. It frames a couple of our other residence halls, makes a beautiful courtyard there right in front of the library. The library, as it should be, is right at the geographical center of our campus. And so it'll be a beautiful place for students. At the same time, we're working on an 80,000 square foot field house and Wellness Center, which will open probably in November. So we're opening the new residence hall in September. We're opening the new field house in November. And that'll have a wellness center. It'll have a huge regulation size NCAA track. It'll have 4 basketball courts, a racquetball court, offices for coaches and locker rooms. And then we're taking our old field house and we're renovating it into the Lumen Vitae University Center. Lumen Vitae is the motto of the University of Mary. It means the light of life. It comes from the rule of St. Benedict. And in that Lumen Vitae University Center, we'll have 24/7 dining. We'll have a beautiful event center, a ballroom that'll overlook the Missouri River, seating up to 600. We'll have a student success center. We'll have a bookstore, a clinic, a bank, a convenience store, a Hall of Fame. It's going to be an extraordinary thing. But all of these buildings don't matter outside of the context of the students whom we serve. In other words, what we're trying to do is make this campus more and more a real home for students who come to us from all over the country, as I was saying before the break, and who we want to stay here with us in the Great Plains. We want the student who comes to us from Ohio and Nevada and Texas to say, this is the place I never want to leave. I want to be here. I want to raise a family here. I want to make a mark here in North Dakota. And I've received a terrific education at the University of Mary, an education which has formed me in my character, which has given me the ethics and values and the morals which are necessary to navigate a world which is always becoming more and more complex. And that education is going to fill my heart and give me the strength to make the contribution in my community, in my family, in my life. And so that's what all of this is about. Every fall, Scott, I look out on the convocation of our incoming students. And between freshmen and transfer students, every August, September, the University of Mary welcomes more than 600 students to our campus. Those 600 students, that's our opportunity. I always get a little breathless. I always feel like, my goodness, this is our chance to make a difference both in time and in eternity, and we don't want to screw this up. We want to take these students, give them a heck of an education, give them a terrific and rich experience of community, show them whether they grew up with it or not, what North Dakota values are all about, and then set them loose to serve the communities that they'll move to and work in and live in. It's really exciting.
And Jerome, I see one part of the story we talked about in the Bismarck Tribune over the weekend. You're talking about lab schools on campus that are part of this project in the Vision 2030. Explain what lab schools are.
Well, Scott, the lab schools are, again, an innovative and entrepreneurial way of continuing the educational practices that we've always had. And so to engage and to create a real experience for our students. So for the example that I was explaining to the reporter, and I'm very thankful for the Tribune and the great article that they wrote, what I was explaining is we want to make sure that every one of our students, it doesn't matter what degree they're receiving, has a real life experience. So for example, the lab schools that was written, we have education students, right? So students that are studying to be teachers, having a chance to get into the classroom, not just in a practicum type way like I did, but into the classroom and observe in a lab type of environment. So imagine an elementary education student going to great schools, going into them, sitting down and observing how the teacher is taking in, doing the research. So it's more than just experience. It's also a research base that they're able to do. This is also going to happen in all different areas of degrees. Whether it's business, healthcare, surely in our health sciences, they have to do all kinds of clinicals. That's a must. But for our business students, and the one thing that I know we're going to get to is our engineering. In our new School of Engineering, as it comes, we're going to want to make sure that these young people have a great chance to intern and to have real-life practices and experience in their repertoire.
Scott, when we think about education, we want our students not simply to be trained in theory, but to have an expertise in practice as well. In other words, we feel like sometimes education can get caught up inside of itself. And that's fine when you're doing theoretical mathematics. But when you're training somebody how to be an educator or a nurse or whatever, it's really important as in an engaged way, not just to check the boxes, not just to satisfy accreditation, but in an engaged, intentional way to get students in contact with the professions and the careers that they'll be engaging in, that they'll be giving their lives to. And that's a very important aspect of what we try and do to make sure that the education at the University of Mary has traction and isn't just spinning wheels.
On the School of Engineering.
Scott,
go ahead.
One other thing. I just want to hearken back to what Monsignor was saying earlier. This also is how we will help to accomplish the transition of good and true North Dakota values. Our students working with the people in our communities, in our region, being able to transfer that. How do you learn things? We all know that a good education prepares you to now go out and to really experience it and to learn from the wisdom of those that have gone before. And that is why we want to do this, that those values are passed from generation to generation.
I want to ask you a little bit more about the School of Engineering and just the boldness of all this as it pertains to your plan here. You know, I don't know, but I would assume, you know, a School of Engineering starting from scratch, pretty rare in a university environment in this day and age in America. They are where they are, but am I right? Is this a bold, fresh move for University of Mary in that it's a trailblazer and you're doing something that's not done every day?
Scott, it's time for real confessions. Can you handle that?
I am all for it.
Okay. Usually a priest hears confessions, but I'm going to give you a confession. When this whole thing came about, when in the course of the Vision 2030 planning, they began bringing up a School of Engineering, I said, that's crazy. We're not going to do a School of Engineering at the University of Mary. Our wheelhouse has always been education and nursing. We've got a great School of Business. We're going to focus on those things. We're going to do great in the liberal arts and the humanities, which we've got a core group of students and great faculty working on. But the world of engineering, for us to get into that, that's going to be so capital intensive, and it's not been part of our expertise in the past. Plus, we've got great engineering schools just down the road from us. And so why would we want to get into that? That's not our niche. But the group came together, and they were very adamant. It was really interesting. And then they showed me the numbers. They showed me that in the year previous, we had 700 inquiries for engineering. And that was a program that we didn't even really have as a four-year program, which was an amazing, it was an astonishing thing. And then they talked to me about what Jerome was just talking about how important in the field of engineering internships are, and that oftentimes what happens, so we used to have a partnership with the University of Minnesota where students would come and do engineering science for 2 years at the University of Mary, and then they would go down to the Twin Cities to finish their degree. But they would do their internships in Minneapolis, and then they would be hired by firms in Minneapolis, which is what happens in engineering. And so what I was told is if we can have an engineering program in western North Dakota, that'll allow the engineering firms, which are really busy in western North Dakota, Bismarck and to the west, to be able to hire our students right out of their degree. The other aspect they said, we need engineers to be really carefully, culturally prepared for the workplace. We want them to be culturally prepared for the workplace. We want them not simply to have good technical skills, which any school can give, but we want them to have that spirit of servant leadership, that sense of human engagement, that sense of ethical, moral values that an education at the University of Mary can give. And when they said that, I said, oh, yeah, I can do that. That's no problem. I mean, we know how to do that aspect. And so if we can put together a great technical education in terms of engineering, that equips us to be able as well to form the well-rounded, well-trained, well-educated engineer of the future for Western North Dakota. And so I was thrilled by that, and that's why we ended up launching the School of Engineering.
The University of Mary has crossed the halfway point in fundraising for the first phase of their $272 million Vision 2030 capital campaign. We spent a lot of the day talking about what that is doing in the way of impacting the campus and what's available there. Pretty amazing. When we come back, we're going to talk about the affordability of it, because I think that's something on the minds of each and every parent out there, and that is the cost of higher education. What are we going to do on that front, and how is the University of Mary doing it better than most? I'll tell you about that next.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. A single young passenger, even a sibling, increases a teen's chance of a deadly crash by 44%. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting and enforcing passenger limitations for teen drivers.
Absolutely. Limit those passengers. And unfortunately, in North Dakota, we don't have that covered under one of the provisions of the graduated driver's license. So us as parents, I think, have to take control of that, set those rules, set those boundaries for teens, and don't let those teens have passengers, even siblings, in the car so they have time to drive on their own under the best conditions, which are no distractions, and just let them drive and learn how to do what they're supposed to be doing in that vehicle.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff, one of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'll be live at the state capitol in Bismarck tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. I am working on a special showing of Hillary's America, so listen at the beginning of tomorrow's program. I'll have details on that. By special showing, I mean a time that we'll all go together. And I'm inviting Senator Heidi Heitkamp to that. I don't know if she's going to come or not, but I'm going to, and if she doesn't, I'll find another Democrat that will go along with me, and we'll just have a conversation about it. So I look forward to that. Then Friday we'll be up in Stanley, North Dakota, so a busy week on the road. Congressman Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall on Wednesday, and we have a lot of guests. Pete Hegseth tomorrow from Fox News, who's written a great book inspired by Teddy Roosevelt, so you'll love that. Who else is tomorrow? We have Al Carlson on Wednesday. We're going to have legislative leaders that are going to join us all week long, Republican and Democrat. Working on an interview with Governor Dalrymple in the middle of special session. A lot of things going on. So stay tuned for all of that coming up on What's on Your Mind. All right. Continuing our conversation now with Monsignor James Shea, Jerome Richter from the University of Mary. We're going to talk affordability. Before we do that, here is the debut, ladies and gentlemen, of a new commercial that the University of Mary will be airing right here on these airwaves and on your television very soon.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU.
Hi, welcome to the University of Mary.
Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Great ad. They have a new website, too, umary.com/affordable, to talk about all of this. And, you know, we've spent the better part of this hour talking about a lot of the new School of Engineering, new buildings, new programs. Yet we're also talking about affordability. How do you do that, gentlemen?
Scott, the first thing that I have to let you know is we do it because we have great friends. We have great friends and great relationships, and people believe in what we're doing. And so if you read the article that came out here in the Tribune, you'd hear that we've reached the halfway mark of our phase one goal, which was $96 million. So we just crossed $48 million. And we have that through 2018 to raise the other half, and we're very excited about doing it. You and Monsignor were just talking about the School of Engineering. Here's the type of relationships and partners that we have to help to raise the money for the School of Engineering and to really engage all the different firms and all the different people. Connie and General Dave Sprintsonatic are helping to lead to that charge. And so when you have people like the Sprintsonatics helping you, you can do these things, but people deeply believe in it. And so these are the main ways that we're able to do these things is through the generosity of others, that we can keep costs down, we can keep our tuition down because we want to serve as many as possible, and the sisters have always been committed to that.
It's an amazing thing. You know, one of the most inspired moments of my life was the last President's Club dinner at the University of Mary when Jerome got up and he was talking to all of our best donors, all of our closest friends. And he was talking about his work in the world of fundraising. And he said, you know, people say, is it hard to ask for money? I could never do that. Is it hard to ask people for money? And Jerome, it was wonderful. I smiled from ear to ear. He said, you know what? I've thought about that question, and no. It's not hard when you believe in the cause as deeply as I do. When you're given the opportunity to be able to go out there and promote and gain support for and win support for a cause like the University of Mary, a cause like Christian, Catholic, Benedictine higher education, no, then it's not hard because I believe in what I'm doing. That was very inspiring. And there are so many people who believe in what we're doing and who have rallied behind us. And that's why we've reached the halfway point of a $96 million first phase of a massive capital campaign. It's really exciting, and we're very proud of it. But we're not going to rest on our laurels. We've got a lot of work left to do.
The ad mentioned that the affordability is better than that of UND and NDSU. The average annual cost at UND is $16,931. At NDSU, it's $14,404. At University of Mary, in the middle of those two, at $15,000. $29. Now, the difference is obviously UND and NDSU are supported by taxpayers significantly, and the University of Mary is private. So, I mean, the private education, obviously, peer-to-peer, that's even more extraordinary, isn't it?
Well, it's an amazing thing. So those numbers come straight off the college scorecard, which is the nicest thing the government's ever done for us. They put together a careful scorecard of the actual cost. Because, you know, you can't tell by sticker price. There are all sorts of, I mean, you don't know the level of scholarships that the average college gives. You don't know how financial aid works into that and all of those things. So what they've done is they've cataloged what the actual cost of going to college at a particular school is, the average annual cost. And then they did another beautiful thing, having to do with student loan debt. And when you go on, if you go on to the college scorecard, and you type in North Dakota, you'll see the University of Mary come up, and you'll see what you just read on the air, that our sticker price, that our, not our sticker price, but that our actual cost, what an actual student pays here after scholarships, is right there in the neighborhood with UND and NDSU. A little bit less than UND, a little bit more, just a tiny bit more than NDSU. But what you'll also see is that we're less, and dramatically less, than either of those institutions in terms of student loan debt. The average student loan debt is less.
Well, I think, ask that, and then ask all, because they're getting out of school quicker, and you know, no, there's a lot to love. We got to do a whole show one time soon on affordability, because I think it's amazing, even if any parent that has students in a private school look at that number and say, wow, incredible. Hey, gentlemen, we're out of time, unfortunately. We never have enough time chatting with you two. Thanks a ton. We'll talk again soon. Thanks.
God bless you, Scott.
Thanks. Monsignor James Shea, Jerome Richter from the University of Mary on a You Merry Monday.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.